from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Somebody at the Guardians game is on the field with the players, and he has a neon green fur coat. He's got flowing locks of hair, which could be a wig, could not be a wig, and then aviators on. It's like Billy Ray Cyrus hit the ayahuasca a little too hard. I do not. If anybody knows about this, because that's I can't make any more jokes. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this thing where I make obvious fun of somebody, and then it comes to bite me back in the booty because I talked too soon. So if anybody knows who that dude is so I can make fun of him properly and with a clear conscience, please make sure to do that. But I should say, Dusty, I said something on the latest Sons of the Shoe podcast. Man, get it wherever you get your podcasts there. That I want to run by your idea here. Your idea. Run by you.
Do I have some ideas?
Are you an idea guy? Is that an idea
you
thing?
You into ideas?
So, I think there's this nebulous thing, this generic kind of statement about Ohio State football. Well, there's always pressure, right? And people are saying that about this year's team to try and act as if there isn't more pressure on this situation. But as I look at it, they haven't. Ryan Day has not beat Michigan in 4 years. The number out there is anywhere between $20 and $34 million to retain and build this perfect roster. You've come close. You've made the playoffs a couple times. You haven't won a national championship. And while I understand that there's always pressure when you play at the level that Columbus and at the level that Ohio State's used to, we can all agree that this is the most pressure Ryan Day will ever face, right?
Oh, by far. And I don't know that it's fair or warranted. Like, I talked with, I'm really good buddies with Pete Thamel, right? And we've been friends for a while. And so we were in Bristol like 2 weeks ago, and we're talking about the Ryan Day stuff, and he gets it. But it's like, who are you getting that's better?
Yeah.
Well, and it's not like we're settling. I don't want it to sound like that, because it's not. But like, he's a damn good football coach.
You know, the problem is, right?
What?
There's a guy about 2 hours up the road right now working with a pro team in Cleveland that I think a lot of Ohio State fans...
Oh, I know, and I've speculated about that.
Yeah. But I mean, but even that, by the way, I have no doubts if Vrabel wanted to be a college coach, he'd be one of the best. Like, that dude just... He seems to get people. He seems to have the right... That odd bend you have to be a great coach. So I think, I don't know he'd want to do it, but certainly that makes sense. But here's the thing. It's not even about that. Like, I think this is going to be, it's not just the pressure on Ryan Day, which when Urban comes out the other day and is like, yeah, talk to Jim Tressel about this, talk to other people about it. It's the most talented team we've ever had. Or, sorry, no, that's not what he said. He said most talented team in the last decade. He's comparing it against two teams right after they won a national championship, with Bosa's on it, with Zeke Elliott, with countless top 10 picks. So even Urban, whether it was intentional or not, went over and he just took a shovel full of pressure and put just a little bit more on Ryan Day there. So, like, on one hand, I think Ryan Day has to be confident that he's just about dummy-proof this thing in every way you can. In the same way, man... You know, what are they, 50.5-point favorites over Akron? If you win by 40 points, there are going to be people say it's not enough. If you beat Iowa, which is the first of your real matchups, where you've got Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, and then Penn State.
I got to tell you, man, Ryan Day or whoever is the coach at Ohio State, like now, going forward, in 10 years, whatever, you are paid very well to do a job that's at times very fun. But man, there's not many jobs in life that have such a small margin for error where you could be done. And again, the money's great, all that stuff, but that doesn't take – money's one thing, but like the stress of having to do that and you can't F up.
Well, and can I tell you, it just feels personal with Ryan Day.
It does. The guy's not an Ohio guy. Mm-hmm. And the second that he lost to Michigan and then lost to him again, right, and can't beat him, allegedly. Well, kind of can't beat him right now. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, once that happened, what do? The fangs come out, start looking for blood. And where's the blood? Okay. This dude wasn't born in Marietta. This guy wasn't from Ashton. He's from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that you look for everything. Not me. I have no problem with where you're from. I just want you to, if you're at my school or, you know, where I'm a fan of and where I went, I want you to be all in. And I have no doubt that he is.
Well, and what's different, I think, in this situation is Tress won his national championship 2 years in. Urban won his, 2 years in. So once you do that at Ohio State, especially if you're beating Michigan, I don't want to say you have carte blanche, but like those 2015, 2016 teams had buttloads of talent and should have absolutely won more national championships than one with Urban. I'm not trying to denigrate it, but there's four teams post the national championship that you could say had a rightful, it should have at least been in the national title game, right? And didn't make it. And Ohio State fans never turned on Urban. Never did. Same thing with Tress, like the getting boat raced by Florida. Tress is our guy. The sweater is our guy. I do think that's there for Ryan Day. But it's almost like because you're year five now with Ryan, and yeah, you've made a national championship game, you've made a few playoffs, you did beat Michigan early on. I almost think that, like, I'll be honest with you, people keep throwing out these premature things about the stakes. I don't know. Like, if it were up to me, beat Michigan, make the playoffs, and I'll be pretty happy because the bar for the playoffs is lower. I don't know that that's enough, man. Like, I'm struggling to find the right scenario where they fall short of win against Michigan and win a national championship. The ultimate thing, if he does both, we'll never hear about Ryan Day's not an Ohio guy again. Because it's the thing that John Cooper seldom did beating Michigan and never did and win a national championship. If John Cooper, after the first four years...
That's what got Earl fired.
Well, 5-6 years of losing to Michigan, not winning a national championship. Year seven. John Cooper with, what was it, Hoying and David Boston and Ricky Dudley and Eddie George. God, I love that team. I still love that team. That 95-96 team.
Give me some Bobby Hoying. Give me some Stanley Jackson.
I still can't believe that Bobby.
Give me some D. Miller.
I kind of couldn't believe that Bobby wasn't.
I mean, to go through the whole. I mean, that team in 97 was stupid good. Sorry to, you know.
Oh, no worries. But like,
I get chills thinking about that team.
If it's
Cat Man, come on.
It's the Terry Glenn. How have we not said Terry Glenn?
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Like, but if John Cooper wins that in 95 or 96, I don't know Tress ever gets his run at Ohio State. Because it would have been the thing of, well, he won a national championship, we're good. And maybe there would have been some time. But it's just interesting to look at where they are now. And find, like, is there a happy medium? Because if you listen to Walmart Ohio State fans, or if you listen to people that went there, or if you listen to boosters, it sure seems like anything other than complete and total annihilation of college football by Ohio State isn't going to be enough. which I just don't think is realistic. Winning a national championship should be realistic. You're one of the two best rosters in college football. Beating Michigan, you're the better team, and you're who Michigan was last year. You've got talent out the wazoo from a depth perspective at the very least. But it feels like it's not just enough to beat Michigan now. You might have to beat them by two tuts. Oh, well, hey, Oregon's new here. Don't lose to Oregon, even if you end up like, I just feel like the bar is almost impossibly high unless they just come out in every game and blow everybody's doors off by 40 points.
The good thing, again, about this season is the committee changing to 12 teams. And here's why. Because no matter what happens in regular season, I know for a fact that even if they lose to Michigan, which I don't think is going to happen this year, sorry, Keith, I think there's a chance you get in the playoff and make a run, maybe win a title. Like this seems like the year. I hate that everyone asks me or wants to talk about how Ohio State, this has got to be the year. I mean, you got all the players. Like, things are lined up for Ryan Day. The other top teams in the Big Ten are whatever. Well, folks, we got Oregon in the Big Ten. Like, we got new squads that are, I'm not saying they're going to beat Ohio State, but we haven't played UCLA in a while. Haven't played Oregon in a minute. When's the last time we played Oregon? When Terrell Pryor was here?
Ooh, no.
No, in the bowl game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Look at...
That was Pryor, wasn't it? Or no? Yeah, I think so.
You're crossing my wires.
Sorry, man.
But look at...
Oregon had that little quarterback. He wasn't that big.
Vernon Adams?
No, dude. Now it's going to kill me.
I love me some Vernon Adams. That's one of my favorite. I still can't. CFL legend Vernon Adams, by the way. Not Mariota. Not Harrington.
Who the hell? Oh, this is going to eat me alive.
Mm. But you've got Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, and Penn State. So before you even get to Michigan... I think.
I guess I forgot about them beating us in 21.
I never. Sorry. Nope. I totally forgot that. I was not bringing it up.
Why not?
Because
they lost.
Yeah, I don't have overly fond memories of that game.
Well, that's why I forgot, because it was a terrible game.
Yeah. No, I wasn't here. I was thinking that might have been a game we lost a little scratch on, but I don't think that was the one I was thinking about.
Yeah, man.
But. That four-game stretch before you even get to Michigan, I think determines whether you're undefeated. Quite frankly, I think all four.
Jeremiah Mazzoli.
Yes. Didn't he go to the CFL too? I think he had like a little run in the CFL.
Bro. Dude's still playing.
What?
CFL.
British
Ottawa.
Columbia?
Oh. Ottawa.
Did he play for British Columbia? Because for some reason that stood out.
He was with the Nighthawks. In Omaha, that was the what is that, the UFL or XF? I don't even know. One of the L's.
Taking the L with one of the L's.
Then he went to Edmonton. I don't know why we're talking about Jeremiah Masula right now, but but he's still playing. 11 years later, good for him.
Good.
5'10", 208. I told you he's a little guy.
Well, the 208 because at 5'10".
I'm 5'10".
He was a little stockier. I'm not buying the 208. He wasn't. He wasn't the hefty lefty.
I got pretty fat.
No, you didn't. What's the? You weighed 230.
I was 230, dude. You know what it was this morning?
What's that?
187.
Okay. Me too. I mean, there's more beyond the 187.
Like in your leg?
It's like double 187.
I don't know why I jammed you up. You've been so nice today.
I really have.
You've been nice like lately. We've both gone through a lot recently.
Yeah. Nice lately. What is that about? I feel like I've been pretty nice for 2 years.
I can't help myself.
I feel like I've been a proper gentleman.
No, you have been, dude. I talk about you all the time to anybody who asks me about the show. I tell them how much I love you and how much you or how good you are.
Oh, thank you.
All right, now can I jam you up?
Yes, please do. Jam away.
More to come.
No. We had a salient take. Can I get you interested that the four games that maybe Michigan, in terms of the actual difficulty of the game, that Michigan might end up being like your fourth or fifth toughest game this year? Because you've got Iowa, who is...
Keith, jump in on this for a quick second, man. We're talking about Michigan like this year. Could they be... Say what you said now.
I think Michigan could end up being your fourth or fifth toughest game this year. Because you've got Oregon, you've got Iowa, you've got Penn State. All three of those are ranked head or around.
I can see Penn State. I don't think that Iowa's going to be better than Michigan.
I mean, they're ranked right there with them.
They are, but they don't have the offense. Like, their defense is good every year, but they don't have the offense. They could never score with Ohio State.
Okay. All right. What about, okay.
Like, how many points do you expect Iowa to score? They averaged 15 points a game last year.
Okay, but if they hold you to
with the same,
14 points.
With the same offense, they're not going to hold Ohio State's offense to 14. Ohio State's going to score 30-plus in that game.
Okay, so the only two things. Their
when
line,
your offense can't control the ball and you're going three and out, it's impossible for you to hold a team down.
One, I actually think their offense is going to be a little bit better. And two, I think...
Sure about that?
I think they have an advantage. You sure about that? I think they have an advantage in the trenches because I still am not sold off the Ohio State offensive line is going to be any better. I'm more scared about that than Will Howard. Because I think over...
Yeah, but they got so many athletes to make plays. I wouldn't worry about that in a game like Iowa. I would worry about that in a game like Oregon.
Well, yeah, Oregon definitely should scare the crap out of all of us. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.